Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal, to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Jordan Thigpen, and I'll be leading you through today's conversation. Let's get equipped. Wow, really excited to jump in today. Last week, we talked about on our first episode, why does multiplication matter? Why is the multiplying life one that matters? And we talked about how multiplication was our created purpose that God created for us and invited us into before sin ever enters the world. So literally, multiplication was our purpose given by God at creation. And we talked about how at the cross, it is our restored purpose that Jesus dies on our behalf and restores us to the purpose that God gave us when he created us before sin enters the world. And we talked about how that is a powerful reality. And it's our inheritance, really. If you call yourself a follower of Jesus, if you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, it's your purpose. It is the thing that we were created for. But maybe today, something that would be helpful is, what is multiplication? And I want to spend some time thinking about that. What is multiplication, and what does multiplication look like? Okay, so how I would answer that question, what is multiplication? I would say that multiplication is the fruit of a believer's life by the Holy Spirit through time and relationships. Just straight up front, that's what multiplication is. Now, the rest of our time, I want to spend unpacking that a little bit and where I see that. I see that primarily, one of the main places you can see that really is throughout the book of Acts. If you think about sort of the work of the book of Acts, not just, you know, your memories of the stories, I'm talking about literally the construction of the book itself. Here's how the writer Luke uses the book of Acts. So the book of Acts is a continuation of the gospel of Luke, and Luke has a very specific writing style. And one thing that's really important in the book of Acts is understanding how Luke breaks up such a long letter. And I'll save you a lot of the New Testament scholarship around that or really going through a lot of different things. But I think if you went back as the listener and read the book of Acts, what you would see is that Luke uses these summary statements all along the way where he indicates for us as the reader, he uses a summary statement that sounds kind of like this. I'm going to read Acts 9, verse 31. So the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace, being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, and it increased in number. So if we were to dig into the Greek word for increased in number, it's the same translation for the word multiply. That's where this word begins to really stand out for me as I've been preparing today to talk about what is multiplication. There's something that's really fascinating about that word, and we see it throughout the book of Acts, is this concept of, and they increased in number, or, and more people were added to their number, or, and they grew in favor with all the people, and some believed and were added to their number, or their number greatly increased. These are all English translations. It's in Acts 12, 24. It's in Acts 6, verse 7. It's in Acts 9, 31. It's all the way back in the very beginning in Acts 2, 41 through 47, that in that time, 3,000 people were added to their number. And so throughout the book, I guess what I want to make sure the larger point that I want to make is this, is that the concept of multiplication is really how Luke is tracking time as he tells the story. I want to be clear about this too. When I say Luke is telling a story, what story is he telling? It's right there in the name of the book. The book of Acts is the actions of the earliest followers of Jesus. Probably most of our Bibles say the Acts of the Apostles, the earliest followers of Jesus. That's what Luke is recording in the book of Acts. Now, one thing that's always really challenged me on this is our pastor, Brandon, he's sometimes rephrases that and says, if you really think about it, the book of Acts is a record of the actions of the Holy Spirit. And that gets us to today. Here's what I want you to understand. Multiplication, what multiplication is it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit through believers. That's what the entire book of Acts reveals to us about multiplication. So if we think about last week, why does multiplication matter? It's because it's our created purpose and it's also our restored purpose. But what is happening in the life of each of these earliest followers of Jesus is that they have had a real encounter with Jesus. They have begun to follow him with all of their life. Their lives have been radically transformed. I mean, you can't not see that, especially like in Acts 2, 41 through 47. It says, then fear came over everyone and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. That's not fear as in like terror from like an invading army. It's a sense of awe. Then awe came over everyone and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. Now all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as anyone had need. And every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple complex and broke bread from house to house. Like that's a passage that's probably for you know, our primary audience being our Connect group leaders that you're so familiar with. Like that passage of scripture is so central to who we are as Connection Church. It's the banner in which all of our Connect area flies, right? It's the flag that flies over our Connect area that we want people to have such an impactful encounter with Jesus that it changes and shapes all of their life. And then when those people have that encounter with Jesus, we want them to be connected to the life of our church because people that have had this real encounter with Jesus, what the book of Acts records is they began to identify with one another and connect with one another. And in the process of that connecting, both the number of people that have been impacted multiplies, but this gets us to today. Those people begin to display a multiplying lifestyle. They have this encounter to where the fruit of Jesus' salvation is evident to all that see their life. But then it also becomes not just an inward transformation, it begins to direct itself outward into other people's lives. So that's why I define what is multiplication. It is the fruit of a believer's life, but it is uniquely empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we'll get to the last portion of our phrase. So it's the fruit of a believer's life, but it is empowered. It's uniquely empowered by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, even to call back to last week of why multiplication. Why would I invite you to bear witness and resolve in your heart to devote your life to being a multiplier of the gospel? Another reason I'd add is because it invites the unique power and presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves to bless things that multiply. We see this. I was talking to a Connect group yesterday, and we were talking about Acts chapter 1, just kind of looking at it and seeing what was the earliest community of the followers of Jesus like? And it's fascinating that, you know, there's a real roller coaster happening in the life of the apostles, right? Like in the you know, apostles, I don't want to try to use too much confusing language, the earliest, most devoted followers of Jesus. in their experience with him, I just think about the roller coaster, right? They're like, what? Wait a second. What do you mean he's going to be crucified? And now he's crucified. All right. So, oh my gosh, what do you mean he's going to be resurrected? Okay. And now he's resurrected. And now he's spending 40 days with him. And what Matthew tells us is that some doubted, despite his crucifixion and resurrection, some doubted and they're standing there. But what Luke tells us in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 is that he displayed himself to them in many convincing proofs. Like he convinced them that he was who he says he was, and he began to teach them. And then he tells them, what does he tell them? Not, all right, now that I'm alive, here's your top five most clearest action items. Not here's the marching order, boys. He tells them, wait. And what they are waiting on is the unique empowering of the Holy Spirit. Now, when they receive that unique power of the Holy Spirit, what happens? They multiply. So that is what multiplication is. Multiplication is the fruit of the Holy Spirit through believers. It's the fruit of a believer's life by the Holy Spirit. And now this is where the rest of the book of Acts comes into play. What is the means and method that multiplication takes place? It's through time and relationships. That'll be a whole other podcast for us that we'll talk through. But the short answer, the 3-second answer is that Jesus had this unique manner of building influence with people through time and relationships. The people that went on to change the world weren't the thousands of people sitting on the mountaintop that heard his greatest sermon. It was the people that he multiplied his values and influence into. I can't even go on without saying it. I'm challenging all of us on this. It wasn't the masses that received the Holy Spirit, the unique power and influence of the Holy Spirit. It was the people that Jesus multiplied his life into. And now those people went on to influence person after person after person after person. But multiplication happens in smaller rooms. Addition happens in big rooms. So we look at even in Acts 2, 41 through 42, through Peter receiving the Holy Spirit, he then stands up and preaches. And then there are 3,000 people added to their number. But the work of multiplication isn't just adding people to one room. It is multiplying the values of Jesus into the life of another person. So what is multiplication? It's the fruit of a believer's life by the Holy Spirit through time and relationships. Friends, especially to my Connect Group leaders, please let that encourage you in your work of leading a Connect Group. You have people that have given a portion of their week for their unique relationship with you, and they're giving time to that. That means you have an opportunity to multiply the values of Jesus into their life. Your success as a Connect Group leader is not the amount of people in your group. Maybe God's protection in your life is that your Connect Group would not be a massive 15 to 25 people, because he's giving you a few people that you have unique relationship with. Maybe for some of you, your biggest difficulty is that you have 15 to 25 people and you can't figure out where to get started in multiplying your following of Jesus into them. And I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here. I want to keep these short and sweet. We've already talked about why last week. This week, we're talking about what. What multiplication is the fruit of your following of Jesus. It's the fruit of your being a believer in the death, burial, resurrection, and atoning work of Jesus for sin in your life. And you are giving your life to follow that crucified Messiah. you're letting him define and dictate the course of your life and what you say yes to and what you say no to. And what I'm trying to invite us to, because this isn't the way that it is for all people, that I would say we are in additions paralysis in the North American church. We are paralyzed by the desire to keep seeing more people attend a Sunday morning service, and we're paralyzed by how big of a thing can we grow through adding people to our number, because we will feel more successful versus if we will multiply our life into the 1 to 2 people that God uniquely puts in our life during this season. I would think about it in terms of assignment. It's easy, right, in the beginning of a semester of school to feel overwhelmed by how great of an assignment that you have, how big everything lies before you. But if you'll break it down to what is today's assignment, now we're getting to the work of multiplication. If you can slow down and break life down into what is today's assignment, who has God put in my path to be a demonstration of my following of Jesus? Again, going back to how do we begin to step into, or last week was talking about why multiplication and our clear action step being resolve in your heart to not let the gospel stop with you. Today, as you listen to this, tomorrow, as you step into your relationship with Jesus, who is he going to bring in your path to be a demonstration of the life of Jesus? Who is God going to bring into your path to be a demonstration of the Holy Spirit in their life? A few things to just consider just real quick, and I'll be out your way. The New Testament uses this word for multiply. It's the Greek word plethuno. And there's, you know, some different suffixes sometimes, some different prefixes sometimes, but it is the root word plethuno. And I want you to think about this. It is to make full. This is what this word means: to make full to max capacity. To make full to max capacity. That's the work of multiplication. That's the work of discipleship, of seeing the course of someone's life, and you want to fill to max capacity the values of Jesus and the love of Jesus and the character of Jesus and the joy and purpose of Jesus into that person. You want to fill them to max capacity. But the primary image used in the Bible regarding multiplication, the primary image of multiplication in Scripture is of raising a family. It's in raising a family. So if I were to take you to Hebrews chapter 6, it says this, starting in verse 12. Let's actually go to 11. Now we want each of you to demonstrate the same diligence for the final realization of your hope, so that you won't become lazy, but imitators of those who inherit the promises through faith and perseverance. What I want to stick with you there is that there is a specific way to imitate or to live out what it means to have the eternal inheritance of God. There is a specific way to follow that. And I would argue that it's the path of multiplication. Here's why. Verse 13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, he swore by himself, for I will most certainly bless you, and I will greatly multiply you. Here the writer of Hebrews repurposes the image of multiplication, which in this case, he is quoting this Old Testament passage. And in the Old Testament passage, it's the literal multiplying of the descendants of Abraham and Sarah, right? It's this, I will promise to multiply by you having child after grandchild after great-grandchild after great-great-grandchild and so on and so forth, to where God promises them that you will have descendants more numerous than the stars in the sky if you could count them. That's the primary biblical image of multiplication, is that of having children, of raising a family. The writer of Hebrews repurposes this, that if you will walk into the promises inherited spiritually through our Lord Jesus Christ, the image is that of multiplying by raising up spiritual children. If you want to step into the work of multiplying, think about the image much more of giving birth to future spiritual children. And that's the, so this Hebrews passage is recalling that Old Testament reality. And we already saw this word for plethuno in Acts 9. You can see it in Acts 9, Acts 6, Acts 12, everywhere that Luke uses a summation of the Spirit moved in power and many were added to their number. Anywhere that you see the word and they increased, or they sometimes it's multiplied, sometimes it's they greatly increased. It's still the same Greek root word of plethuno, which means to make full to max capacity. Please don't confuse that with filling our auditorium to max capacity. Do we want as many people can come into our building to hear great sermons and hear worship as possible? Yes. But it's so that eventually we would have the opportunity to plethuno, or to make full to max capacity, the values and life of Jesus. The primary image of multiplication in Scripture is of raising a family. The New Testament uses this Greek word plethuno to describe this reality of multiplication. Hebrews indicates for us that the main way that the New Testament uses it, or the meaning that they're trying to get at, the picture being used is that of raising future spiritual children. But let's close out by reminding, what is multiplication? It's the fruit of a believer's life by the Holy Spirit through time and relationships. Why do we want to multiply? Because it's our created purpose, and it's our restored purpose through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So this week, I hope that you will consider who has God uniquely placed in your life for the purpose of multiplying the power of the Holy Spirit and the character and values of Jesus, and begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit that He would multiply His work in you and turn that into His work in them. And we'll get into in the coming weeks of how to make that possible. Again, to my Connect Group leaders, I love you so much. Consider this like our love letter as a church to you, of wanting to see you to be filled to max capacity in your leadership, to be filled with to max capacity with your potential of how you could multiply as a Connect Group leader, and not simply go through the motions week after week of just having people in your home. We want you to know that there's a purpose to it. We want you to know that not only do we as a church have a vision for you, but the Lord Jesus has a vision for how He wants to steward your influence in these people's lives. Thank you for joining Equipped today. We hope that you enjoyed it. Please hit like, subscribe, share this with to our Connect Group leaders. Share this with as many of our Connect Group leaders as you can. Or if you find value in it, give us 5 stars to be able to help us to get the word out about it, but also to get it out to anybody in the life of our church that this could benefit. We love you. Hope you have a great week.